You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trent is standing by. Brilliant. Hello, Trent. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing really good, Trent. Thank you for asking.
It's a good morning for us. What about you?
How are you, Trent?
Okay.
I guess he got scared.
Let's ask Josh if he wants to reconnect with Trent and see if he's still there.
Josh said no, he doesn't want to do that. He shook his head no.
Could have just been a bad phone connection or something like that.
Who else
is he back?
He's back. We got a thumbs up from Josh. Oh, Josh, you're a liar.
Big, fat liar. That's what he is.
Little prankster, I see.
Here's Fatima. Fatima, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hi.
Hey, girl.
Am I pronouncing your name properly?
Fatima, yeah.
It's beautiful.
Very good. Thank you. Very nice. What are you up to today? What are you doing?
I'm actually working.
Doing what? Actually.
Well, I just went up and picked up some salt. So I'm in my car, so I heard it, so I called it.
What are you doing with all that salt?
I'm putting it on the ice.
Hey, that's your job?
No, but I mean, come on.
Come on.
We just needed more. So.
Okay, fine. Stop yelling.
Yeah. She's mad at you,
so
man.
Nervous.
Jeez.
Don't ever question Fatima.
Jeez.
What's wrong with you, Jeremy? I'm
wondering why she had so much salt.
No, I have answers. I do. Ask me.
What's the capital of Bolivia?
No.
Don't.
Are Let me ask you something else. All right. What do you do for a living when you're not putting down salt?
I work at a company who, 401k, record keeping kind of stuff.
That sounds horrible. Horribly boring.
No, it's great. I love
it. Is it?
Yeah.
Well, somebody's got to do it. All right. Are you married?
I am.
Are we done asking her questions?
Does he have a pet name for you?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not going.
Well, I'm just looking at your name, and I don't want to be disrespectful, but like I have a cute nickname for my wife because she's got a wonderful rear end, and I call her Junk for Junk in the trunk. And I would call you Fat, and I don't know if you would find that offensive or not.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's a character-building name, so I'm not offended by much.
Okay, good. Just curious.
Good for you.
Just as I'm looking at your name,
that.
I think Fats
would
be
I always tell people
cute,
that I'm never offended
nickname.
By anything, so I love to hear other people who say that. Good for you, Fatima.
No, Fats.
Rock it.
Can we call you Fats for the rest of this?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm not going to call her that.
She thinks it's
I'm
cute.
I'm
going
to call her Fatima because it's beautiful.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
How do you pronounce the capital of Bolivia?
Is it cash prize here?
What's the matter with you, Fats?
There's a gift card to Noodles and Company. Is that good enough?
It has a cash value, $25.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. I'll take it.
Okay, good. Well, you got to win it first. You don't just automatically
I kind of
want
to just give it to her.
First of all, you didn't know the capital of Bolivia, so you're already behind the eight ball here.
And now I feel bad for calling you Fats, so.
You should.
I think it's adorable, though. That would be the cutest little pet name. All right, let's play the game, then. Let's go.
Fatima, we are going to give you a category. You got 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category.
Okay.
All right. Your
you
letter, we tried this yesterday. What?
You rattled me up first, and I'm like feeling nervous.
You're all riled up?
Yeah.
Mm. Nervous?
How do you play the game?
You're all right.
How do you play the game?
You're tough. You don't know how to play. Do you know how to play rattle off, or do you not?
I don't.
Okay, here's how it works. We're going to give you a category, and you don't get time to think about it. We just give you the category, then boom, we start a timer after we say ready and go. And you have 10 seconds to rattle off 5 examples of that category. Like, for instance, if I said, for instance, this is just an example. If I said ice cream flavors, ready, go, you could say chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, rocky road. But you see what we're doing here?
Get it?
Okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to start with the same letter.
No, that's sometimes.
Well,
sometimes
it
those
does with the one I'm going to give you today.
Oh,
okay, and it has nothing to do with ice cream. It has to do with celebrities. Your letter is R, as in robot. Radar. I need 5 celebrities whose first name begins with R, male or female, Five celebrities whose first name starts with R. You have 10 seconds. Ready and go.
Robert Redford, Rosie Gaines, Richard Nixon,
Well, you got the Ryans. Like your 10 seconds are up.
You're done.
Got, like, Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling,
Robert Downey Jr. and
Rihanna,
The Rock.
The Rock.
That's a biggie. Guys...
Or would that be a T?
Rock. Well, Fatima,
we did not win, but we really enjoyed talking with you.
You made me laugh.
You're delightful.
I appreciate that. So thank you.
Right. Well, funny. We love you, Fats.
Do not slip on the ice.
No, I got the salt.
Got the salt.
You got the salt.
All right.
You're delightful. Bye. Have a great day.
Okay, bye.
You too, guys.
Bye.
Bye. I like her style.
That was a weird phone call right there.
I know, but I liked it.
One of the weirdest.
I liked it a lot.
Me too.
I would like Fatima to call more often. Hi, Leanna. Is it Leanna?
It is.
Hi, Leanna.
Leanna, very good.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So, what are you up to today? Does it involve salt?
No. I'm going to work.
Which mm-hmm. is what?
Which is, I work in a health room at a high school.
A hell room?
I mean, yeah.
Is that what she said? I didn't hear.
Health room.
My mistake. The hell room. All the trouble.
Probably same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now, yeah.
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 Oh, my.
Well, thank you for that, doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks for saying thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably pretty much a thankless job, isn't it?
Yeah, most days it really is. I think any job in a school right now is a tough one.
Got to have some good patience, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kudos to you. Thank you.
Hugs from your boys in the morning.
And kisses. Hugs and kisses.
Tongue kisses, even.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I love that.
Do you? That's what we heard.
You probably did.
It's all over the internet. Leanna likes tongue.
I don't think you should be working in a school.
You're probably right.
My goodness. All right. You want to play this goofy little game?
I had another question that I wanted to ask, and I've decided it involved teachers and students. I probably should.
Yeah, let's not go down that road.
I'm moving on.
Okay.
You know how to play this game, right?
I do.
10 seconds. We need five things that... This is really hard. But maybe not. You might not have to overthink it. You could make it as simple as possible. Five things that are purple.
Oh, it is hard.
Five things that are purple. Ready?
Oh.
And go.
An eggplant, part of the rainbow, grape juice, Jolly Rancher, balloon.
Boom.
You know what? I have...
Yeah.
I can't... Yeah,
I have no beef with any of those.
We never said things that are naturally purple or that grow purple.
You could have said pants, shirts.
You could have said a shirt, a pants,
hair,
a car.
Yeah.
You know?
You said not to overthink it.
You did.
Exactly. I think you handled this perfectly, and that makes you, Leanna, a winner!
Yeah.
Listen
well done.
To me. You don't let those kids give you any crap today, okay?
I sure won't. I'll tell them that the boys will come get them if they do.
That's right.
That's exactly right. They don't want to mess with the boys.
That's right.
You are also delightful. So if you will please stand by, Josh will tell you all about that prize, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Bye, Leanna.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. Everyone else is on hold.
Sweet.
Please try again on Monday, because that's when we will play Rattle Off again.